If you remember the Oscar-winning film Missing, you know something about the life and death of reporter Charles Horman. He disappeared in Chile days after General Augusto Pinochet seized power in 1973. Horman's body was found weeks later. He'd been investigating links between the CIA and Chile's military. Decades on, a Chilean court is still investigating Horman's murder. Yesterday, the court ruled that U.S. military intelligence services played a role in the death of Horman and another American, Frank Teruggi. U.S. Navy Captain Ray Davis had offered to help Horman during the chaos of the coup, but the court determined that Davis had in fact passed on information to Chilean officials that led to the men's execution. Joyce Horman was married to Charles Horman. The young couple had set off in a camper van in 1971 to drive to Chile, where the first elected socialist president in Latin America was at the helm.
We found it a very exciting time in Santiago. The populace was thrilled with Allende's election and taking the helm of their own economy. And there was just a level of excitement in the country. So Charles was, of course, reading everything he could read and doing some translating for the Ford Foundation and also working with Americans, translating some American articles about Vietnam for the Chilean press. And before we went down, we were protesting against the war in Vietnam. We were in the women's liberation movement and the civil rights movement. So it was an interesting transition for us to find ourselves in Chile with such an electrified citizenry.
And then you and your husband find yourself in the middle of this coup.
Well, as we came closer to September, there was talk of a coup, but people honestly at that point, because of the history of democracy in Chile, believed it would be a bloodless coup.
And interestingly, it's the U.S. Navy Captain Ray Davis who at the beginning seems to be someone who can help you. And then that changes dramatically.
In his role as a spymaster, if I may put it so, he was interested in understanding who Charles was and who we were. And so he was, I don't know if friendly is the right word, but he was amenable to talking and discussion and certainly had plenty of questions that we felt were intrusive.
What does this new court ruling mean to you? What knowledge does it provide you with that you might not have known before?
We did not have the information that Charles and Frank Teruggi were actually tagged by a Chilean naval officer. And that's a direct link with Ray Davis, who was a U.S. Navy official and had very good connections with the Chilean Navy all the way to the top to Admiral Huidobro.
Now, Joyce Horman, you've worked for decades to unearth the truth about what happened to your husband. What are you still waiting to learn about his death?
Well, we have the very firm recognition that Ray Davis gave information that then led to Charles and Frank's execution. So at this point, we should reopen the investigation in the United States. We are looking at that as to what exactly it would be pointed at, if it would be just Ray Davis or if it would be the United States government and how much they knew.
You devoted a lot of your life to this, and of course you lost your husband. It was such a tragic situation. What does the case of your husband mean in a larger sense?
Well, for the United States to have a hand in the death of an American journalist 40 years ago and their behavior not having been addressed over 40 years, almost 41 now, permits the same kind of non-democratic, murderous behavior on the part of certain sectors of the U.S. government that need to be investigated. The citizens need to know and need to address this kind of abuse of human rights that the U.S. government inflicted and inflicts on its U.S. citizens.
Joyce Horman, her husband Charles, was murdered after the 1973 coup in Chile. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.